policy development process for .UK. That was launched earlier this year. So the current issues group relating to criminal activity in .UK is one of the first issues groups to be going through that process.
Right.
There's an issues group brief, and we're inviting feedback and trying to get a balanced group of stakeholders together to consider the issue. As I'm sure you're already aware, we have worked over the last 12 months on a number of takedowns of .UK domain names.
When you did 1,200 a year ago, almost to the day.
Almost exactly a year ago, and so you'll be very familiar with that. In the run-up to Christmas, dealing with domains that were selling counterfeit goods or not supplying any goods at all, and there've been a few follow-ups since then, working with the Serious Organised Crime Agency and also the Police Central E-Crime Unit.
Can I ask what evidence they presented to you that convinced you that this was the right action to take?
We asked them to provide us with a specific instruction to take the domains down and confirmation that they are involved in criminal activity, creating a bit more formality around it, but also making sure that all the different views are heard in terms of the way that we do that is absolutely key. And I think we also want to look at whether there need to be other steps in the process and how we might handle appeals, for instance, and making sure that there is transparency and an openness around what we're doing as well.
Surely the obvious way to do that is to make sure the issue goes before the courts before you take any action.
Well, I think we have decided that we want to take a pragmatic approach to it, and that that having these sort of trusted relationships where we're confident that that we're getting a clear instruction and that there is criminal activity involved is a pragmatic and sensible approach in terms of protecting internet users. But obviously, we want to make sure that there is a robust process there as well. And that
it still worries me that this is a civil matter which is being handled in an administrative or regulatory basis, and it's not going to the courts.
It isn't going to the courts, no, but it is, we think, a pragmatic approach to dealing with it. And I think for us, in terms of the way the industry works, we would say it's a good example of industry self-regulation. It's about the industry being responsive. I mean, bear in mind that a lot of these takedowns won't be handled by the registry anyway. They'll be handled at the registrar level and will be covered in the terms of the contract that the registrar has with their customer. The key thing for us would be whether we were instructed that the domain name was being used for criminal activity, so specifically that domain name being used for criminal activity.
If I can search for illicit domain names on Google, are you going to shut Google down?
I think the pragmatic approach I'm talking about wouldn't cover that. I mean, it's absolutely about where the domain name is being used for criminal activity, the specific domain name.
But what provisions are you going to make for reparations?
Specific recourse, I think, then would be by dealing with the with SOCA or Police Central E-Crime Unit on those particular cases. But in terms of actually making this kind of policy work, then it's absolutely critical that those sort of mistakes don't happen. I mean, it's really important in terms of the legitimacy of the process that it's seen to be used reasonably. And that's particularly the kind of issue that perhaps needs to be discussed as part of that issues group.
Is there any chance that we can trust the authorities that they're going to do the things that they claim they're going to do, and only those things?
This policy will set out how that process works. So I would say engage in that discussion.